Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. Head out west for the most wonderful time of the year. Strauss Youth Academy for the Arts presents Hollywood Holiday. Academy's Executive Director Walter Allen joins me by phone to share more about the upcoming production. Walter, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me again, Bob.
Well, tell us about this show, Hollywood Holiday.
Well, Hollywood Holiday is kind of a continuation of what we started last year around this time with Christmas on Broadway. It's a musical cabaret featuring some beloved Hollywood songs and some of our wonderful youth performers. This year, instead of featuring music that's become famous from Broadway hits, we actually dug into movies and pulled Christmas songs and holiday songs that might have been made famous because of their association with the movie or because they were originated from a movie itself. So we're taking a little bit of a different twist on it this year and going to the movies, going to Hollywood.
How did you arrive at the final list of songs? It sounds like that could have had some debate going on.
Oh, we scoured the internet and developed so many different lists and ideas, and eventually we just tried to land on some that we thought the audience would, you know, that would touch their hearts, that would make them remember, oh yeah, this is what the season is about. We tried to pull some old favorites, such as, you know, classics like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Silver Bells, to some that maybe aren't as classic, that might actually be a little bit new to the audience, including It Feels Like Christmas, which is from The Muppet Christmas Carol, and even something like Put a Little Love in Your Heart, which was featured in the 80s Christmas movie Scrooge, starring Bill Murray. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be an interesting little show.
Who are some of the featured performers in the show?
We have a host of students. There's actually 30 kids in the cast, ranging in ages from 8 to 17. We have some of our diehard veterans, such as Sam Coleman, Lucy Sarter, Jace Cascio, Grace Cummings, Arizona Aguera. But we also have a host of newbies. I call them my littles. They're my 8 and 9 year olds that are going to be featured in a couple of songs, including Toyland.
I was going to ask if there were any first timers as part of the cast. So.
We actually do have several first timers. I think we have 4 first timers in this cast and a couple of second timers. So there are some newbies as well.
Walter, how do you assist in keeping the young actors and singers from becoming, you know, maybe too familiar with the songs of the season and delivering their best performance?
Yeah, we talk about when we're rehearsing the show, we talk a lot about what the songs mean to them. Mm-hmm. And try to make sure that they connect with the songs rather than just sing the songs. And I find that once they're connecting with the songs and singing the songs from the heart, you know, it always means something. And they're able to communicate that specialness to the audience.
You know,
so
and
it's really just about.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's really just about making a connection with what you're singing.
Well, when we look at the actors that have come through, you know, how great an impact does a youth program like Strauss have on young actors? I know there are several that have gone on to doing local dinner theaters and shows on the main stage.
We also have actors and writers and technicians here that have been here that have worked in New York and Los Angeles in the professional community as well. So it's not just about their journey here in town, but they actually take it outside of Monroe and Louisiana. But even so, we have people who come through here, kids who come through here who grow up to be doctors and lawyers and other professionals and take the skills and the confidence and the communication ability that they learn here at Strauss and apply that to their daily life and use that to become a successful adult, not just a successful performer or professional in whatever field they choose to go into. It's really just about being comfortable with who you are so that you can make it in this world.
Yeah. Well, you know, we talk about getting your start into acting and becoming involved in the theater. Looking ahead to next season, one of the things that SYAA offers is audition workshops and one coming up soon. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we actually have auditions coming up for Shrek the Musical. And we have 2 sets of audition workshops going on. We have a level 1 audition workshop for those who have never auditioned for a musical before, where you come in and we help you choose your song and get you comfortable on the stage. And we have a level two audition workshop, which is more for the veterans to come in and really fine-tune their package. And both of those happen the first 2 weeks of December. And you can find out more information about that along with the auditions themselves for Shrek on our website, which is syaaonline.com.
Hollywood Holiday, what is the cast and crew enjoyed about bringing together this program?
We have an interesting concept. In addition to just being a cabaret show with songs from the movie, we framed it in an old-style television special. So the kids are really enjoying acting out that kind of cheesy television, over-the-top moment, communicating with the camera rather than the audience. And so they're really enjoying developing these characters in a way that they haven't done in the past. So I think it's going to be a good time.
Sounds like a whole lot of fun. Walter, again, performance times for Hollywood Holiday are?
We only are running the show for 1 week. It's December 6th and 7th. On Saturday, December 6th, we perform at 2 and 7 o'clock. And on Sunday, December 7th, we perform at 3 o'clock.
Walter Allen with the Strauss Youth Academy for the Arts. Walter, best of luck in the show, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.
Support for Lanyap on KEDM comes from Fiesta Nutrition Center, a natural foods and supplement market and lunch cafe, 1211 North 18th Street, fiestanutrition.com.